Well, I want to pray for you, and then I want to get right into today's teaching. Father, I thank you that every person connected here is going to experience your goodness. They're going to experience your love, experience your power. I pray for healing right now. I pray for healing in people's bodies. I pray for healing in people's minds, in people's emotions, in their families. Father, I thank you that you do wonders, you do miracles, and by your stripes, we're healed. We receive the gift of healing. We release and activate the gifts of healing in every person connected here in Jesus' name, amen. Well, today I want to dedicate to the outrageous generosity of God. In fact, this whole month I want to talk to you about the outrageous generosity of God. And I have several points that I want to make that will improve your life, inspire your life, encourage your life, awaken your life. The outrageous generosity of God. I want to read a verse to you from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 and verse 25 in the Message Bible. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. Boy, it's really powerful when we read this verse and realize the most generous being in the universe is our Heavenly Father. And His world is getting larger and larger. Do you know more people are coming to Jesus Christ than ever before? More people are getting saved around this world. There's more revival happening around this world. There are more salvations and healings and miracles around this world that God is doing in people's lives. It's because His world is getting larger and larger. Satan's world is getting smaller and smaller because he's stingy. God's world is getting larger and larger because He is the embodiment. He is the epitome of generosity. And I want you to know this generosity of God and what it will do in your life, because it will transform your life for the better. But we got to realize that His world is getting larger and larger. Why? Because He's so generous. Your world will get larger and larger when you become generous as well. But my challenge to you today is not to try to get you to be more generous. But my challenge to you today is to try to get you to see how much more generous God is than even you thought, than any of us thought. He does exceeding abundantly above and beyond all that we can ask or think. The goodness of God and the generosity of God are synonymous. The best way to describe the goodness of God is the generosity of God. God's life is marked by outrageous generosity. And His generosity is the foundation of our faith. The reason why people pull away from God, or the reason why people shy away from God, or the reason why people don't come to God is because of their mistaken belief about His nature. Their mistaken belief about His nature. Many of us grew up with mistaken beliefs about God. He's stingy, He's mad, He's angry. We have to dispel these myths. This is a myth, the myth of an angry God, the myth of a stingy God. He's not stingy. He's generous. He's the most generous in all the world. You know, it says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 6, that many seek the favor of a generous man, and everyone wants to be a friend to the man who gives gifts. The New American Standard translation of this verse is amazing. It says, many will seek the favor of a generous man, and every man wants to be a friend to him who gives good gifts. Everyone wants to be the friend of the one who gives, of a man that gives good gifts. God is the one who gives good gifts. And when we realize that, we want to be His friend. Why do you think people turn away from God? Why do people choose not to be a friend of God? Because they don't realize His true nature, His generosity. If they knew how generous He was, people would come running to God. Generosity. The outrageous generosity of God is the wish, the desire that every person that God touches would have their needs met, would be happy, would be abundantly abounding, blessed to be a blessing, impacted so they can make an impact. Generosity is truly the focal point of God's moral perfection. He is perfectly moral, and He is perfectly good and perfectly generous. That's why He gives us mercy. That's why He gives us grace. That's why He gives us whatever is lacking in our lives. Now, before I get into the most outrageous facts about God's generosity, I want to talk to you about the amazing effect that his generosity is going to have on you. How we respond, what is our reflex? What happens when we discover the generosity of God? Well, in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, it says, the generosity of God leads us to repentance. Anyone who has experienced this goodness, anyone who's been touched with this generosity, cannot come away the same, one translation says. The Amplified version of this Bible, the Amplified version of this Bible verse says, are you actually unaware or ignorant of the fact that God's kindness leads you to repentance? That is, to change your inner self, your old way of thinking, and to seek his purpose for your life. He said, are you unaware or ignorant of God's generosity, his kindness? That's what leads us to repentance. And what is repentance, according to Scripture here, is to change the inside, the inner self, the old way of thinking, and seek his purpose for your life. I love what the Message translation says in this verse also in Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Better think this one through from the beginning. God is kind, but he's not soft. But in kindness, he takes us firmly by the hand and leads us into a radical life change. It's his generosity that leads us to this radical life change. So the effects, there are three effects I want to talk to you about. The three, and then I'll get into the 10 most outrageous facts of the generosity of God. There are more than that, so we might take it further, but we'll start with that. But first, I want you to see, when you come into a realization of God's generosity, number one, it leads you to change. It leads you to him. It draws you to repentance. It causes you to be inspired to change the way you think and inspired to discover God's purpose for your life. It draws you to him. It's generosity that draws us to God. It's not stinginess. It's generosity. No one who's stingy draws people to themselves. The one who's generous draws people to themselves. God is the most generous. So number one, the effect, the amazing effects that God's outrageous generosity will have on you is number one, it will lead you to life transformation. It will lead you to change. It will produce a change in your life. It'll draw you to God and turn you in the right direction. Number two, a revelation or an understanding of God's outrageous generosity is it is the key to spiritual warfare. It's the key to spiritual warfare because, you see, the devil works tirelessly to keep the truth of God's generosity lost in the mindset of this world. The devil is working overtime to get you to think that God is stingy, God is mad, God is mean, God is holding back. So what happens is when you truly understand his generosity, you start winning in spiritual warfare. You see, all the forces of hell are to get you to have a mistaken belief about God's character. If the devil can get you confused about the true character of God, he will leave you on the sidelines. The devil will keep you from being effective. He'll keep you from winning souls. He'll keep you from believing God for more. He'll keep you from wanting to do good for others. The devil will keep you from being generous yourself because you have believed in a non-generous God. You've believed in a stingy God. But the generosity of God is the pinnacle point of true spiritual warfare. When you understand the generosity of God, it causes you to move forward even when you feel like giving up. It causes you to bring others to Jesus even when you don't have it all together. We don't need to have it all together, but we win in spiritual warfare when we wage war against the stingy beliefs about God, when we wage war against the mistaken beliefs about God. Without this understanding of God's generosity, you will not be able to stand under trial. You will not be able to stand when you're hit. You'll not be able to stand on the promises of God. You'll never be able to rely on his faithfulness. You can't break free from bitterness. When you don't believe in the generosity of God, it'll make you bitter. When you don't believe in the generosity of God, it will make you quit. When you don't believe in the generosity of God, it will make you feel like giving up. So God's generosity will lead us to repentance or lead us to change, the change we want to see in our lives, number one. Number two, the generosity of God will cause us to win in spiritual warfare. And if we will pull down these strongholds of wrong beliefs about God, that God is against you, that God is judging you, that God hates you because of your sin, He doesn't. He's generous. He's given us patience. He's given us time. He's given us room. He's given us space. God is so patient with us. Love is patient. The first characteristic of love is in 1 Corinthians 13 is love is patient and kind. It's patient. God Himself is love. Therefore, God is patient. He's generous with His patience. He's not in a hurry to get you to do everything right. He wants to walk with you and to work with you and to work into you the things that are from Him and to work out of you the things that are not from Him. But He'll take His time, and He understands that we're not where we want to be, but He loves us anyway. He understands that we want to be better. We want to do better. We want to achieve more. We want to treat Him, you know, treat Him and others more, better. But God does not force us. Wow, He's so generous. He's so patient. He's so kind. But the third thing that understanding God's generosity will do for you, it will free you from negative emotions. In Psalm 27, verse 13, it will free you from negative emotions. Boy, this is worth just learning about the generosity of God. Just for this one point would be well worth it. For any of these points, it would be well worth it. But in Psalm 27, verse 13, God says to us this, David says to us, the writer of Psalms, I would have despaired unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The word goodness there could be interchanged with the word generosity. I would have despaired unless I believed I was going to see the generosity of God in my life. He said, I would have despaired. It means despair is a negative emotion. It's an emotion of feeling like giving up, feeling like quitting, feeling like throwing in the towel. He said, I would quit. I would give up. I would throw in the towel unless I believed that I would see the goodness of God, the generosity of God in the land of the living. You know, if we could just get a hold of how generous God is, it would bring us peace. If we could just get a hold of how generous God is, if we would just accept how generous God is, it would bring us calm. It would calm our heart. It would bring us peace. It would free us from anxiety, worrying about where our next meal is going to come from, or worrying about the economy, or worrying about, you know, having the right people in our lives, worrying about anything that we're missing in our lives. It goes away. All that worry, all that anxiety goes away when you discover how generous God is. If you fathers, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, if you fathers who aren't even God-like, He said, if you fathers know how to give to your children what is good, how much more will your heavenly Father give to His children what is good? If we as earthly fathers are generous with our children, and every father that I know, every man or woman, father, mother that I know that is a parent, they want their children to have the best. They want their children to be their best. They want to give to their children the best they have, not just in material things, but in wisdom and in understanding and in love and in God-given principles and God-given character. That's what all parents want for their children. They want their children to do better than they do. How much more does God want to bless you? How much more does God want to do you good? How much more does God want to give to you above and beyond what you can ask or think? These words, above and beyond what we can ask or think, they're not man-made words. They're God's words. God is the one who says He'll do exceeding abundantly above and beyond what we can ask or think. Wow, I could give you this one too, this final point about what God's generosity will do in your life. It will make you generous. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, Jesus said, freely you've received, therefore freely give. The New American Standard Bible verse of that particular verse, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you have received, now freely give. Wow. So let's review for a moment in our last moment together today. And we'll pick this up next time as well. What are the effects? What are the results of truly understanding the outrageous generosity of God. Number one, the generosity of God will lead you to repentance. It will produce change in your life. It will change how you see yourself. It will change how you think, and it will change the purpose for which you are living. It will awaken you to your true God-given purpose. Number two, understanding the generosity of God will cause you to win in spiritual warfare, because that is what the devil is trying to do, to blind us of what God is really like. Because if we fail to see what he's really like, we won't want to be drawn to him. But if we realize how generous he truly is, we will come running to him, just as the prodigal son, when he came to his senses and started going back to his father's house, the father came running to bless his son. If an earthly father could do that, how much more our heavenly father? And the goodness of God, the generosity of God will free us from negative emotions, and the generosity of God will make us generous ourselves as well. All right, now next time we're going to get right into the most outrageous facts about the generosity of God. Let me pray for you, and then I'll see you then. Father, I thank you for an awakening, a revelation for each person connected here to have an awareness, an awakening of the generosity of your heart, how generous you are, God. Let them see how outrageously generous you are. Let them see how enormously generous you are. Let them see how above and beyond, baskets overflowing, lives overflowing with your goodness. Let them see that kind of generosity of God. I pray, Father, they would not see you through the eyes of how the devil has painted you and how religion has painted you, but Father, that they would see you as the most generous being in the universe, and it would truly lead us all to repentance. It will lead us all to have power over our emotions. It will lead us all to become generous ourselves. It will lead us all to winning in spiritual warfare. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you've never received Jesus Christ in your life, I want you to download this book right now. If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, if you want to be sure you're saved, go to the link on our page right now and get this book, The Power of a New Life. You can download it anywhere in the world, absolutely free. And it discusses, and it is a Bible study about the power of a new life. Jesus said, if you are born again, you're a new creature. And in Christ, you're a new creature. The old things passed away, all things have become new. Discover the new you by getting a hold of The Power of a New Life. It's absolutely free. It's my gift to you. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, let us know right now. Go to our website, or you're already on there, open up another browser and go to lifechangerschurch.com/salvation, lifechangerschurch.com/salvation, and download this free book, The Power of a New Life. It'll change you forever. All right, I'll see you at our next service. Remember, God loves you. We love you. God's not mad at you. He is mad about you. God bless.